I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A new bill provides an alternative for patients worried about opioid addiction. It would allow people who are prescribed opioids for pain relief to get a temporary medical marijuana card instead. The measure is sponsored by Senator Don Harmon, an Oak Park Democrat. Harmon says it's proven to be a good alternative.
We heard very compelling testimony from several patients who had been using opioids for some time, who found that medical cannabis provided direct and immediate relief that allowed them to either eliminate their use of opioids or dramatically reduce it.
The idea is to prevent people from becoming addicted and overdosing on opioids. The bill awaits a vote on the Senate floor. In other news, early voting is underway in many parts of Illinois, but one group says the state's election technology needs an overhaul. Sam Dunklow has more.
Sarah Bruni of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform says Illinois' voting machines are over a decade old. When I asked her why that's a problem, she had a pretty common sense answer.
Think about the computer that you use every day. It's not 15 years old because it wouldn't work if it was.
The last time Illinois purchased voting machines was in 2006, and the signs of their age are beginning to show.
Essentially, election authorities sometimes have to scour the internet for old zip drives or floppy disks or equipment that is not produced anymore.
Bruni says it's probably too late to modernize voting machines this year. Instead, she wants the state to take stock of the machines now, so possible fixes will be ready by the next presidential election. Bruni says talks with state lawmakers are ongoing. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Governor Bruce Rauner says lawmakers need to approve a supplemental spending bill to ensure the Department of Corrections can get through the rest of the fiscal year. The governor's new budget director, Hans Zygmunt, gave lawmakers an update on the state's finances this week. Zygmunt says the income tax hike enacted over Rauner's veto in July is bringing in more money than expected, but he says there are still looming issues. Zygmunt says the administration wants lawmakers to approve $1.1 billion. About 85% of the request is for expenses for the Corrections Department and for Medicaid. Later on Morning Edition, Jeff Sessions is marking 1 year as Attorney General. He transformed large parts of the Justice Department in a year marked by controversy, and we'll hear about his year at 7:23. I'm Dan Klefstad. This is Illinois News on your NPR News station.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A plane crashed yesterday at the Centralia Municipal Airport. WJBD Radio reports Centralia Police Chief Brian Atchison says the only person in the plane was the pilot. He was taken to SSM Health St. Mary's Hospital for treatment of his injuries. Atchison says the man's name is not being released and that it's too early to speculate on what may have happened. Yeah, officials at the airport say they're not releasing any information on that crash. SIU trustees approved tuition hikes for the coming academic year yesterday, but the bulk of their meeting in Edwardsville focused on turbulence on the Carbondale campus. Amid the controversial reorganization plan and inquiries into hiring practices, SIU trustee Phil Gilbert expressed the board's support for the administration.
This board has full confidence in and supports President Dunn, Chancellor Mondomondo, Chancellor Primbrook, and Dean Cruz at a medical school.
More than a dozen people spoke during the public comment period, nearly all of them voicing opinions about the plan, which would eliminate departments and create new programs and schools on the Carbondale campus. Faculty Association President Dave Johnson says there's a trust issue.
I do not know what future Dr. Montemagno will have at SIUC, but I do know that the time for blind trust in this leader, or any single leader, must be over.
SIU trustees didn't specifically comment on inquiries into the hiring of Montemagno's family members or potential influence into faculty hiring. I'm Jennifer Fuller.